And a good morning to you, Tank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes.
Here's the good news.
A Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Short stories for the shortest day.
Long, long,
we,
long,
welcome.
Long
you,
time to see.
Our Hank, Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section. Tonight's lead story is out of Washington. So the State Department is warning U.S. diplomats and other such dignitaries that if you were contacted by Marco Rubio, it probably wasn't him.
Oh.
Yeah, they're evidently via AI, technology driven by artificial intelligence, according to two senior officials.
Oh, no.
Contact from Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, to various diplomats and other such people in the, even in the White House, was probably not him.
Mm.
So now that they're looking into this, a bunch of scam messages and videos and even one video chat with a fake Marco Rubio.
It's pretty crazy what they can do.
Yeah, yeah. The State Department is aware of this incident. They say currently monitoring it. So what kind of AI are they using? We can't even
What nice jorts you have on my...
We can't even get the AI lady to say jorts right.
What nice jorts you have on.
They are nice jorts, though.
They are jorts, and this is, you know, just the future of the free world.
Trust us, at 8:15, no AI will be used to create W.
Mm-mm.
We guarantee that. Nice Jordans.
What nice Jordans you have on.
Right back at you.
So a wacky radio disc jockey from Kansas City under fire today after body shaming Patrick Mahomes. Now the Chiefs quarterback showed off some photos from a 4th of July party with the tiniest bit of a tummy. Kevin Keatsman called him out for being the F word, having a dad bod, and said he was simply an embarrassment to the city. Now, as you can imagine, this did not go over well. He then took a step back, saying he's, quote, the greatest player of our generation. And I'm sure his bosses are pleased that he's gone viral for whatever reason. In related news, it's not just for women anymore. Well, Travis Kelce, apparently he is not going to propose to one Taylor Swift until he retires sports entirely.
Ah, gotcha.
So that's your sports update.
Boy, that Kansas City sports show must be just wonderful to listen to. I can only imagine.
Oh, dear.
In other sports news, it's pretty cool. So the PBR lost their broadcasting partner when Dr. Phil's Merit Media collapsed in and imploded. So Fox Nation has set it up. And they are the new broadcast home of the PBR Bull Riders, inking a deal yesterday with TKO, which owns PBR, UFC, WWE, and a bunch of other stuff. So, yeah, the Fox News streaming platform and its own channel, Fox Nation, will start airing it, PBR Friday Night Live, on August 8th. This will do the team competition. It'll go all the way into the fall. And they did run the Kid Rock Rockin' Rodeo, too. So, yeah, and that went well, so they're going to go ahead with it. So the PBR found its home with Fox News. You wouldn't think that, but...
it's exciting.
Because
though.
Of that, all of the bulls coming out of the gate will have to spin immediately to the right.
Well, that's,
hard right.
So, ladies, start your engines. Lorenzo Lamas is single once again. He filed for divorce from one Kenna Nicole Lamas yesterday, saying that they actually separated way back in January, despite the fact that they married less than 2 short years ago.
Mm.
So it may not have been a match made in heaven. If you're keeping track at home, this would be his first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth marriage. So I'm sure the problem is her.
¿Quién es muy macho? ¿Lorenzo Lamas or Fernando Ricardo Montalbán? Not on the market anymore is Stephon Pierre Tomlin. He, in the history of Tinder, the dating app, has been swiped right the most out of any profile in Tinder's history.
Really?
Over 14,000 women have swiped right on Stéphane Pierre hyphenated Tomlin.
Stéphane Pierre.
But after 9 years on the app, the 34-year-old has met financer manager Vicky Batsford. And they have been official for 9 months, are quite happy together. Tomlin's a trained pilot and now is starting to think about starting his own matchmaking company. By the way, Stéphane Pierre found Vicky during a night out in the UK in public.
Whoa, in the wild?
With real people.
Like just normal?
One-on-one.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My.
In the flesh.
I know.
Yeah.
Nice Jordans. I bet he was wearing nice Jordans.
I bet he was. You have on.
Yeah.
Thanks, Skippy.
Congratulations, Stéphane Pierre.
You ever dream of having, well, not Stéphane Pierre, but an extra set of hands around to just do all the extra things that mom and dad can't handle? Well, fear not, because Rent a Grandma has arrived. For just $23 an hour, you can get a bonus nana to handle everything from family disputes to cooking, emotional support, and more. There's also the DoorDash option. It's $23 for your grandma Uber. Gruber? Is that what we're calling it?
I think I saw this a couple nights ago in the new Bachelor in Paradise. There. Although I don't know what the fee was. Dolly Parton has asked her fans. She's got her new audiobook coming out on November 11th, and she's asking you to literally be a part of the audio. So, star of the show, My Life on Stage, Dolly's book, to audio form in November. And she says, my story is not complete without yours. You can leave a voice message through dollyparton.com right there, and some of the memories that you have of Dolly Parton and what maybe Dolly has meant to you. So you could be, and then she'll include those in the audio book.
So sweet.
It's available for pre-order now. And I guess Dolly's going to voice it. Or are they going to do like Melania and have like AI recreate Melania's voice, you know, for her audiobook?
Okay.
Are
you
they
going to
do that for Dolly?
That would be an American travesty.
Dolly AI.
You right can't there. You can't recreate Dolly. No way.
You need two of them.
My. That's what nice jars you have mister. On.
Yes. And then finally, a study found that watching YouTube videos at 1.5 speeds, in other words, 1.5 times the normal speed, will actually be fine to your brain. But if you go up to 2 times the normal speed, which a lot of kids do, it officially scrambles your brain and stresses you out. That also goes for this show, too.
All right, followers, please follow 92.1 Hang FM.
Thank you.
Hey, Dream Girl.
Trust me, at slower speed than you'd think.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.